Good morning, church.
教会大家早上好。
As you look up the passage for today, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, please. Let me just share with you just real brief passage that I heard from my wife.
当你们在寻找今天早上经节，在以弗所书第四章十一到十六节的时候，你们一面翻一面听我跟你们分享，我太太跟我分享的。
And it's coming out from a book called Fresh Wind and Fresh Fire. But it says this. It says, a pastor is famous for the number of people attending the Sunday morning worship service.
那这个信息呢是从一本书更新的烽火里面谈到说一个牧师呢他能出名就是因为看他星期天早上有多少人来教会做崇拜。
And that a church is famous for number of people attending their Sunday eveningspecial program.
那如果一个教会看他出不出名，就是看他星期天晚上特别节目有多少会有来。
But that Jesus is famous for the number of people attending the prayer meetings.
但是耶稣是因什么最出名呢？是因他很多人来到他面前祷告。
And I'm saying this not just because I want to see the bigger number of people attending the prayer meetings, but I pray that that be a time.For life-changing experience for everyone that come.
我呢来到这里不并不希望说我们只是增长在数目上，但是来到这里是因为我们要更改一个新的生命。
Anyway, that book, Fresh Wind and Fresh Fire, the book is quite simply just life-changing. It shows how God takes an inner-city dying church and transforms it into one of the largest churches in the United States today.
这一本书更新的烽火里面是一个牧师写的，里面
疾风的烈火
里面写到这一位一个教会在一个城市内，这教会本来是要枯萎了，是要没有这教会了，但是因着祷告，看到这个教会怎么成长到美国最大的一个教会。
The everything done that was done in that church was done based on prayer.
那个教会所行的一切都是根基在祷告上。
In fact.The Tuesday night prayer meeting had people lined up around the block in order to get in to attend the prayer meeting.
他们每星期二晚上的祷告会呢，都有人排队在这个教会门口那边等待要进这教会来。
In fact, the author Jim Cimbala talks about the experiences that he had and all of the lives that were changed. And yet, when you get into the church and when anything that you hear.You will only see that Jesus was glorified.
那这个作者呢，他写到这一本书里面写到很多人的生命被改变，然后你来到教会，你会看到他们所行的一切呢，最终的目的是荣耀神。
By now you have looked up your passages, and I ask you to stand, please, in honor of reading God's word, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16.
我们一起起立站，念神的话语，以弗所书第四章十一到十六节。
Okay, follow me with the English first and then I with Chinese. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, and for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.As a result, we are no longer to be Christian children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of man, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. By speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the... Am I reading a different version?
No. Yeah.
I am so sorry. I got it out from the NIV version, supposedly online. I am so sorry. I'd apologize for that. Okay, let me, because just last one more passage, let me finish up with mine. By speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ.From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. It will follow her in Chinese for.
我们大家一起同声用中文念，我们中文就一版，所以没有这样混乱。第十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。我要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，是等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以成长大成人，满有基督长成的生量。使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，并一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就寻从各样的异端。不用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，灵与人守基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐生长，在爱中建立自己。
Hold your hands to that passage of your Bible. We are going to go back to that with the NIV.
我们待会还会回到这个经节，所以你们不要把这圣经给关上。
Shall we bow our heads and pray?
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, I come before you. I want to confess to you my sins in my life.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前，我要向你忏悔我的罪。
There are so many things in my life, O Lord.That I have fallen short of your own glory.
多少是在我生命里，我怎么样的亏欠了你的荣耀。
There are times that will fail you and fail you miserably.
多少是我们亏欠你的荣耀，我们是多么的痛苦。
But Lord, I thank you for this morning when we could praise you and could worship you in hymns.
但今天早上我们感谢你，我们能够用诗歌来到这里赞美你。
That as we enter this court with praise, that we could worship your name with our mouth.
当我们来到这庭的时候，这院门的时候，我们能够用我们的诗歌，用我们的口来赞美你。
And when we do so, O Lord, your precious blood of your Son Jesus Christ will cleanse us.
当我们这么做的时候，请你再一次用你的宝血洁净我们。
That will make us holy and acceptable to you.
让我们来到你面前是神圣的，是被你所喜悦的。
And then with that, we can present to you our request today.
这样子，我们能够把我们今天所需要的一切恭敬的交托在你手中。
That your word would touch our hearts, O Lord, even this morning, even this time.
在今天早上这个时刻，用你的话语触动我们的心。
That you would make yourself clear to us, that for whoever opens eyes and opens his ears.Would hear and see.
用你自己再一次显示于我们，让我们愿意用我们的心、用我们的眼、用我们的耳来认识你。
Because you are the Lord, the Almighty One, who can change lives.
因为你是万能的主，您是能改变生命的。
And I pray, Lord, that this morning that our lives be changed.
今天早上我们祷告，我们的生命能够被你所改变。
That we will not be just changed this morning or this week, but that our lives will be changed for eternity.
不仅在今天早上这一个周，而是在我们这一生里，我们的生命都被你改变。
May you bless us for the time we have together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray.
用我们今天早上的崇拜能恭敬交托你手中。我们祷告是奉主圣名所祈求的。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Well, this passage.Can be probably divided into three sections to better understand the major theme of this passage.
今天早上这个经节我们可以分成三段来更了解它的中心。
Now you may have noticed that the title for today is about relationships.
今天早上的正道信息呢，题目是关于关系。
And in Chinese, we often say it's 漫谈关系。We are going to be talking about the relationships.
所以今天早上我们要漫谈关系。
Now, a relationship is best kept and healthily kept if there is a true unity, diversity, and maturity. And that's the major theme of this passage.
那我们来看看这个信息的中心呢，它的主题是什么？就是讲到这能团结，有不同的在一起，然后有我们有成长的、成熟的
阶级。Verse 11 through 13 is the first session, and it points out that every Christian has a purpose in the body of Christ. Each of us has a different role, some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
那十一节到十三节里面提到了每一个信徒在主的肢体里面都有一个目的，我们的目的有些人是做使徒啊，有些人是传福音的牧师或者教师，他就是领导音乐的。
And if we can expand that passage a little bit, we can say some of us will serve as a music director, some in the sound room operator, some as pianist, and each committee member that we each play a different role because God gave us different gifts.
扩大点来讲，当于我们教会来讲，就是说有些带领音乐的，或者是管理我们这乐器的，还有钢琴师的，或者是教师的，或者是我们每一个委员会的会友。
And the work of service in the church benefits from each of these. And if it is missing, it would be detrimental to the building up of this body of Christ.
一个教会能成长，就是因为靠大家团结在一起，大家服侍。如果没有的话，这个肢体就不能成长。
Notice that verse 11 says, "It was he who gave some to be apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers."
在十一节里面说到主所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
To do what?
那有这些人做什么呢？
To prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
我要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Build up for today, or build up for this week, or this year?
那建立这个身体是在今天，在这个星期，还是近于这一年呢？
No, this is a task that's ongoing. It says until in verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
他是要建立基督的身体，是等到我们众人在正道上从婚姻与认识神的儿子这一长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Now the next section includes only one verse, and the verse 14 talks about the signs of immaturity within the body of believers. There are the direct results of non-believing that importance of us growing together as one body.
那十四节里面虽然是有一节，但是他讲到这不成熟的这些意象，那这些呢，就是因为有信徒不相信，大家能一起按照基督里面一起成长的。
In other words, we would remain in our childhood if and when we choose to live in isolation.
那就是说，如果我们要单独大家单独自己成长的话，那我们就不能建立神的肢体。
Look at what verse 14 says. It says, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching." And by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
你看在十四节里面说，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，并一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就寻从各样的异端。
Now the next section, the third one, is verse 15 and 16, and said that we each have a spiritual gift, and that there is a purpose for God to give that gift to each of us.
那十五到十六节里面说到我们在神那里有一种恩赐，那这种恩赐神给我们是有目的的。
And as a Christian, when we have that gift, we should be involved in the ministry with this God-given gifts and talents.
那如果作为信徒的话，神给我们这样的恩赐呢，我们必须是在教会里侍奉。
Let's look what the Bible says. It says instead, that you will be speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
那十五节说的，我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连与元首基督。
Because from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着身体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐生长，在爱中建立自己。
Have we done so? Have we each of us done our role?
那我们有没有各按体职做这些圣经所教导的呢？
Therefore, the first passage, first point, I have only 3 points sermon today. The first point is that we each have a different role.
所以这今天早上我们就三点。第一点就是我们在教会里我们各有各的职位。
And the second point is, What happens if we choose not to exercise our part of the role? In other words, what happens if we choose to remain as a child, walking the worldly walk?
那第二点讲到就是说，如果说我们不按照神给我们的恩赐，我们服侍的话，那就是我们愿意成为一个小孩子，那我们会产生什么结果呢？
And the third point would be what happens if we do each of us functioning at different part of this body to grow healthily, and that we will be walking the Christian walk.
那第三点就是说到，如果我们按照神给我们的恩赐，我们各按百节各按。各职的话，那我们走的活的是基督徒的生命的话，那我们会有什么改变呢？
So starting out with the point number one, there is a corporate element of faith.
那第一点我们讲到就是说，我们在教会里我们有同一个信心。
The church of our Lord is the body of Christ and the family in which we are members of this body.
我们在这教会里，神是我们的元首，那教会每个会友呢家庭就是一个 每个会友。
He is the head and we are the members of each of the body.
那他是元首，他是我们教会的头，那我们之后我们都是他的会友。
We cannot belong to Christ without belonging to each other.
那我们不能说我们只属于神，我们不互相属于的。
We cannot be properly related to each other without being properly related to God.
如果跟神之间没有正好良好的关系的话，我们之间就没有这样的关系。
Let me tell you an importance or share with you some stories that illustrate the importance of interpersonal relationship.
那我跟你们分享一些我们人跟人之间重要的这个关系是多么重要。
And I will share with you some of the stories about personal experience when I was back in China about the importance of relationships.
我跟你们分享是当时我在国内的时候所经验的。
When I was in China, I was being raised in a society where the importance of relationship was very much emphasized.
我们知道在东方的风俗里呢，就是说人跟人之间的关系，人际关系是很重要的。
Everything, and let me repeat, everything that we were able to accomplish was due largely to a good relationship we had with the people around us.
很重要是说，在我们各样的事情上，我们能不能做得好，就看我们跟人之间的关系是怎么样。
Let me give you an example. If you're running a restaurant like Tony, and you need electricity every single day.
就像 Tony 弟兄，如果今天我们有一个餐馆的话，我们每天都要必须有这个电。
But the city is short of power this week, and some of the business will have to be cut off from the power source.
但是呢，城市因为电源不够，所以有些餐馆就没有电了。
But if you know someone in working in the city or in the power plant, you won't be cut off the power source.
但是如果你认识上头的话，你一个良好关系的话，他们在城市政府里面，他们就会每天跟你供应这个电。
And when I, how many of you can relate to that?
你们有多少人有这样的经验呢？
Even American?
I
saw Ken even raise his hand.
看到有些美国人也举手，难道你们有这样的经验吗？
Well, let me give you another example. I used to travel by train for 60 hours one way to go to my college.
那以前呢，我上大学的时候，一程呢，如果去大学要必须坐火车要60个小时。
And so that's a long trip for 60 hours, and I have to get a second class sleeper in order to have a comfortable trip.
那为了在60个小时之内能够有充足的休息，我必须有这样买第二舱房的票。
So I have to find someone that works in the ticket office or in the train station in order that I can get the ticket. Money alone doesn't do it.
那我必须要认识这些票房里的人，这样子我才能跟他们买这些第二舱房，就是有个小床可以躺下睡休息的。
Now what's the point here?
那这里所讲的目的是什么呢？
China was a society of interdependence.
那中国大陆是一个社会，就是大家彼此互相依赖的。
American society, as I learned it back 10 years ago, was a society of independence.
那美国教会就是很独立的。
That's one of the 7 values that I learned about Americans.
这就是我在美国所学的七点之一的价值。
But the church is a place where interdependence is greatly needed.
但是在一个教会里面，互相依赖这个是很重要的。
You depend on me to deliver spiritual food every single week.
每个星期天你来这里，希望我能供应你们灵粮。
And tell you, when I'm preparing my sermons, I often think of myself as a chef cooking, with the best cuisines and the best recipes for you every single Sunday.
当我在预备这信息的时候，我通常都在想象说，我是一个厨师，我要怎么为你们啊提供最好的粮食呢？
In fact, sometimes I went back so far, 5 or 6 years, to look at the previous sermons and the speakers, just in order that you don't miss some of the important vitamins or seafood.
很多时候我回到，我会回顾我们以前五六年之间我们教会信息所讲的题目是什么，这样子我才不会疏忽你们当中所缺少的维他命或者是什么海鲜呢？
Because it's important that I deliver the right kind of spiritual food at the right timing that God provided us.
因为在神供应的时间里面，我们必须要借着他的时间表来供应你们最好的零食。
Oftentimes I wonder if why not we just watch some of the videos and VCRs or even TVs of those famous speakers, the Billy Graham, the R.C. Sproul, or even Henry Blackaby here every Sunday. They are good speakers.Good food.
我想说，有时候那不如我们就是看一些录影带、磁带什么，看这些戈培林牧师啊，或者是 R.C. Sproul， 这边就是很有名的传道者，我们只要听他们的信息就够了。
But then a thought came to my mind and said that would be like eating all steaks or all chickens or all seafood all year long.
那如果我们这么做的话，就好像我们一年里面只吃牛肉，或者是单单吃猪肉，或者是鸡肉，或者是海鲜一样。
God's multi-creativity simply will not allow that to happen.
神的创造能力使我们不能就这么做。
He does not want us to be here and to be deprived of the ability to discern His will as an independent church family.
他不愿意我们不能分辨他所赐给我们的灵，这样子的话我们就没有机会尝试到其他的。
In fact, he would allow each pastor each week to study, to collect facts, to discern his will for each body of Christ so that they can each grow together as an independent body for the glory of Jesus Christ.
每个星期呢，他能让这些牧师呢，能收集一些材料资料，然后祷告来分辨神所要他所讲的是什么，这样子在肢体里面才能互相健康的成长。
So God give us to opportunity and he wants us to grow and give us the different gifts so that we can work together for his glory.
那神要我们成长，所以他给我们个人不同的恩赐，这样子的话我们才能互相依赖，互相依靠成长。
But it requires that the members, different parts of the members of this body work together independent because I have my part but you have your part.
但是呢，我们也必须个人按照神所给我们的恩赐呢，个人按照我们的职分来做得好。
I must not neglect the part that is very important that I must do in line with His will, but only if we work together as a body of Christ, each element or each member of the body function, then we will be able to progress the way that God wants us to.
那神给我们个人不同的恩典。不懂得恩赐，那我们必须要照着他给我们的恩赐呢，我们必须要把我们这一点给做好，这样子的话互相肢体里面才能成长。
Second point, what happens if we do not want to become mature men? If we choose to function separately apart from each other or apart from the body, then we will walk like the Gentiles, like the book says here, in the futility of our minds.
那如果说我们不愿意这么做的话，不愿意按照神给我们的恩赐，我们个人按照自己的材料、自己的能量，我们自己来做自己的，那我们这个肢体会怎么成长呢？我们来看圣经怎么讲。
This is better understood if you continue on between verse 17 and 9 through 19. It says, "So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking."They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the understanding or the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all of the sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
我们来看17到19节里面怎么讲到，如果我们不按照个人 所这资本成长的话，那圣经里面怎么讲呢？他说我，所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人全虚妄的心行事，他们心地分昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪寻种种的污秽。
Oh, you said some of the big words talking about the people that really sin.
这里讲到了是讲到人犯罪的时候。
Some of the things that we do may not look at it when you look at it as a big sin, if you will, that we do.
比如说我们看我们自己，我们觉得说我们犯的罪不是很大的罪。
But in the eyes of God, there is no distinction. There's a big thing over a small sin.
但是在神的眼光里，罪都是同一的，没有什么大罪小罪。
We either obey God or we disobey God.
我们不如果说是顺服神，不然就是不顺服神。
I met a person, and that person says that he loves the Lord, but he doesn't believe in a local church.
那我记得我认识一个人，他说他很爱主，但是他不相信当地教会。
He said he reads the Bibles and that he reverend God and he even pray.
他说呢，他每天也念圣经啊，他敬畏神，然后他也祷告。
But he doesn't want to belong to a body of Christ or go into a church.
但是他不愿意属于任何一个教会。
But let me tell you, lone ranger or single out, isolated Christianity is not biblical Christianity.
一个单独的游骑兵呢，或者是单独你自己一个人，这不是圣经里面所讲的信徒。
God's purpose is to build a church and not to save isolated individuals.
神的目的呢是要建立一个教会，并不是说只单单拯救一个人而已。
Only in the healthy interdependence on each other in a fellowship where love is actively lived out and shared can we realize the ideal provided in this book.Teaching about the church.
只有在一个健康环境彼此依赖的时候呢，在一个团体里有这样神的爱在我们当中活生生的流行出来的时候，这样子我们才能实行到以弗所书四章十三节里面所提到的一切。
Because verse 13 says that we need to do this and share as each different part of the body until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
因为这么做的时候，我们十三节里面说讲到，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于认识神的儿子，这一长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
What happens if we do? What happens if we each recognize that we are part of this body of Christ and the gifts and the talents that we received, we ought to fully exercise it?
那如果说反过来说，如果说我们愿意按照神给我们的恩赐在基督里建立神的肢体的话，那我们看看这结果是怎么样。
If you look at verse 20, continue on, it says, You, however, so there is a change.In a tone, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus.
那我们来看第二十节里面怎么说？二十节说，你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
That you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.To be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
然后说，如果你们听过神的道的话，你们就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是按着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
We are members of one another.
我们是互相属于的，是教会里的肢体，一份子。
That's exactly why each of us decide to want to be baptized into one body, because the book says in verse 3, be in diligence to preserve the unity of spirit in the bond of peace, in one Lord, in one faith, and in one baptism.
这就是为什么我们愿意受浸洗，然后成为这个教会的会友，然后就算。第四章三节里面说，用和平 彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
Being baptized is not a prerequisite for salvation, not a sign of maturity, but it's a step of faith to begin to identify with the body of Christ that has same belief as you do.
现在我们只有一主一信一喜，但是呢，受洗并不是说你已经得了救恩，这只是我们受过浸洗之后，我们愿意承认说我们是属于耶稣基督的，是属于大家属于一份子的。
That's also the reason why we come to Sunday worship or Sunday school or Friday night fellowship or all the function that the church is doing.
这就是为什么我们也来到教会里，每个星期五的团契，还有星期天的聚拜啊、崇拜，还有的啊、主日查经班，这是我们来到这里。
Because we enjoy that fellowship with Christ, who loved the church and gave Himself to the church, which is us, each of us as the body of Christ.
我们来到这里是因为耶稣基督他爱我们，他做我们的元首，他为这个教会而死，所以我们来到这里是要领受他的。
So let me reaffirm that a church is like an enterprise that is of each member of the body functioning its part.
所以这个教会呢，就像是一个商业上，是每一个会友，每一个受雇的人都应该做他所应该行的责任。
He desired a family of redeemed people whohold themselves together and who belong to each other together.
他那神基督他希望我们这个家庭呢，这些被拯救的人，我们能知道我们是互相属于的，互相依赖的。
My growth is largely due to the contribution that each of you has invested in my life.
今天我的成长是因为你们花了好多的心血在我身上。
I often when I go to Sunday school, I think of.Ted Lim and Pastor John Tide and Jane Graver and George Chan, who taught the Sunday school, that had invested their lives in my part.
那每次到主日查经班的时候，我就想到我们有林牧师啊、戴牧师，还有赵老师，还有张医师。我看到他们所花的心血在我身上，我们也起了很大的改变。
Had they had not done their part, there would not be a growth of the other part of the body of Christ.
如果他们没有按照神给他们恩赐，他们所做这一切的话，那其他的肢体就不能成长。
The contribution that they made in my life at different parts, maybe in different areas, that Sunday school is one area, is the example of the importance of that involvement and in that functioning of the part of God. Another book in the other version of the Bible, which is what I was looking at.The word that they used for saying, it was he who, to prepare, the verse 12, it says to prepare God's people for the work of service. That prepare is used for the equipping of the body of Christ.
这里我们看到第十二节说里面，中英文是说预备神的圣徒各尽其职。那这些预备呢，就好像是武备，武装。所有的会有让他们有这样的能力。
And in the Greek term, the translation of the equipping, meaning actually it's the joints, the two joints, the two parts being joined together.
那在希腊文里面说就是说五倍，那这个字呢就好像说是连接，两个肢体连接在一起。
Let me give you an example. If a brother came back, now you don't mind. When you broke your leg one day and the joint didn't function the way it was supposed to, it hurt, right?
我们看到肯尼宣布有前他因为受伤脚受伤，我们看到他这个肢体呢没有骨头没有接得好，所以很痛。
In fact, it hurts so bad you have to have something to support you and help you walk.
因为痛得太厉害，所以他必须有拐杖来帮助他行走。
And in fact, it costs a lot of money in order to get it fixed, and now you can walk.
那为了让他能走得好的话，我们知道他要花很多的医药费。
Now, the reason I say that is the word of equipping means that unless you equip that body of Christ, that body, that joint will not function as properly as it should be.
那就是说，如果说你没有武装这些会有他们就不能像按照自己的职分所行。
In other words, if you each of us do not do his part, this body of Christ will be walking with cane, with stick, with something.
那就是说，大家如果没有按照神给我们的恩赐，尽我们能力所做的话，那我们就像这肢体里面，就像受伤一样，我们必须要有拐杖，我们这样才能行走。
But when we each
as different part or different members of this body functioning its parts, then we can really walk as a, you know, ordinary person. You know, we'll be walking without any stuff to support us.
如果说我们按照自己的能力所做，让神给我们这职分所做得好的话，那我们就像一个健康的人，我们行路就很方便。
That's the meaning of the word equipping in the Greek term is the two parts joining together properly.
所以为什么武装在希腊文里面就是说要把两个肢体联合在一起。
There is no such thing as a genuine fellowship of believers among themselves apart from their individual fellowship with God.
如果人跟神之间没有这样的良好关系的话，那人与人之间就没有一种真诚的团契。
And there is no genuine fellowship with God that does not produce a living fellowship with each other.
那如果跟神之间有良好的关系呢？那我们知道，自然而然在人与人之间就有一个真诚的一个团契。
A very vital part of our lives with the Lord is our part with each other.
那我们知道，我们跟主之间重心呢，就是我们与人之间的团契。
Christian fellowships would move us forwards.Towards maturity in the stature of his fullness and in the earthly counterpart and the foretaste of the eternal fellowship that's in heaven.
我们知道团契会有基督徒信徒当中的团契能让我们成长成熟，这样子的话我们就能尝试到在神天国里面他所给我们的团契是怎么样的。
Now this particular sentence I got it from one of the books that I learned and let me paraphrase that.It means that a progress in our maturity or in our diversity or in our stability or in our integrity, that a progress in that would take place in each of the individual members' experience in resulting the whole body to grow.
那说一个人在成长，在我们成熟里面，在我们的安全，在我们正直上，在我们稳定上，如果我们都能这样达到的话，那这样子整个教会就能自然而然的就能成长，就能建立其他的会友。
Because when we do that, each part functioning its parts, then this growth will take two dimensions, numerically, which is the expansion in numbers, but also internally, which is the internal strengthening of this body of Christ.
那当我们达到这样的目的，我们这样达到这样成熟的阶级的时候呢，我们有两点，就是一点在我们在人数上我们成长，那另外一点就是说我们在人之间我们就能彼此互相建立。
So what are some of the examples that I can do to improve these relationships that is so important in this body of Christ? How each of us can do our part? Can you give me some examples?
那如果在神的肢体当中，我们能怎么来培养这样的关系呢？
I want
能不能给我一些例子？
I want you to think about that in the coming week.
在来临的一周里面，你们想想我们怎么培养这种的关系。
But here are just some of the tips that you can probably do. Maybe write a nice card to your Sunday school teachers, because that's the gratitude that I take towards my teachers.
或者是在这一个星期里面，你们写一张卡片给你们植物学教师。
Or maybe teachers writing to those that attend Sunday schools, appreciate their coming and appreciate their part.
或者是老师呢教师呢写一张卡片给你的学生欢迎他们来到植物学查经班。
But tell them and show them your appreciation as if there is no tomorrow, that this is the day that I'm going to tell them I thank you for the investment that you have did in my part.
告诉他们说你是怎么感激他们为你所做的一切，就好像说明天没有了，你今天照你今天的心思一切来写一张这样的卡片。
Maybe even buy them or send them some simple small gift.
他是给他们一个小小的礼物。
In fact, that's what we did in China in order to improve that relationship that we need to have to get the second class leaper. We have to give them some gifts in order to get them to do it.
就好像在中国，我们知道我们要有很多时候我们要送礼的话，这样才能达到你所要达到的目的。
But this relationship that I'm talking about, when I was using the worldly term to emphasize the importance.This relationship that we have with each other is free. The gift is not something for you to secure that relationship, but rather it's a way of showing the appreciation.
当然，我们世俗来说，我们是要送礼这样子才能达到目的。但是在团契里面，在主基督耶稣基督里面呢，我们并不是说用这个礼品来购买这个关系，我们只是按照我们个人所做的。
Or maybe it's time for you to think about those old friends that maybe one time came to our church and have not come for a long time, send them cards, call them, or say a few words that are nice and encouraging, so they would become now back to be part of this body of Christ.
还有想想一些旧的朋友，他们已经离开很久了，你给他们写一张卡片，鼓励他们，这样子他们又重新回到我们教会里，成为一个会友。
Remember and believe me that if those parts are missing, we won't be walking healthily.
我们知道，如果这些每个部分都失去的话，没有按照个人所尽的能力所做的话，我们就不能健康的成长。
Let me conclude with the Girl Scout motto.To conclude the importance of a friend relationship.
我们来看看你童子军他们的宗旨是什么。
They said, make new friends and keep the old. One is silver and the other gold.
他们的宗旨就是说，你要建立很多新的朋友，但是你也要顾念你的老朋友。那新的朋友就像是银子一样，但是旧朋友就像是金子一样。
A good relationship is depending upon a good friendship.
一个好的关系，我们就必须要从我们这友谊开始。
But good friendship develops into a good relationship, which now produces result that we can achieve as a body of Christ, much greater than if we would have done it each of us individually.
我们在有这良好的友谊开始之后呢，你就能建立成密一个亲密的关系。这样子的话，个人在团契里面才能按照自己的职分做得好，这样子才能成长。
Therefore, the invitation today is very simple. Today's invitation is a call to the service for the Lord by cultivating that relationship that we each need. You can do what I just suggested you to do, or you can think about the things that you will want to do throughout the week in order to cultivate that relationship.
你可以想想我刚刚跟你们分享的一些例子，或者说你自己回去这周心情里面，你想想其他你所能做的。
Or maybe your call to obedience to God to improve this relationship is by finding the area of service that's missing in this body of Christ.
那可能是说你今天所要做的，就是按照神给你的职分，你看到我们肢体里面所应该做的，我们没有做到，你应该来做这一份。
And you know clearly that God has given you that gift to fulfill that vacancy.
那你知道我们教会不能做的，但是你有这恩赐，所以你就必须参与这个教会事工。
But you have not realized the importance, the vitality, the so critical function that you will play if you take that part of responsibility.
就想想，如果说你能自愿出来，你能做这事工的话，你想想你能带给教会的活力是多么的大。
Because by obedience to God in fulfilling their function, this body will grow strong and will walk strongly.
因为如果你顺服神的旨意的话，你能做这一个事工的话，你就能想象这教会是怎么能够健健康康的成长。